Child rights activists have decried the slow pace at which the country is fighting child labor and trafficking. The activists are also appalled by the fact that Ghana has become a key transit point for child trafficking in the West African sub-region. Speaking at the launch of a survey on child labor and trafficking in Accra, the General Secretary of the Christian Council, the Reverend Dr. Fred Degwe, expressed worry about the rise in the phenomenon, which he says endangers the lives of over 85% of children in fishing communities across the country. Eugenia Jumo reports.
According to the survey, while 85% of children below age 13 are engaged in fishing or fishing-related activities, 32% are involved in one economic activity or the other, such as petty trading, hawking, cattle herding, and small-scale quarrying. These children, particularly victims of trafficking, suffer frequently from verbal and physical abuse. They are often exposed to bad weather, injuries, and in some cases, face death, sometimes by drowning. Some of the causes of a growing trend include poverty, irresponsible parenting, teenage pregnancy, dwindling fortunes in the marine fishing, and demand for cheap labor in the fishing industry. The survey further indicates that child traffickers are usually relatives, neighbors, or family friends of the victims. In some cases, some families give out their children who are tagged as troublesome free of charge in order to punish them. In a message, the General Secretary of the Christian Council and the brain behind the Anti-Child Labor and Trafficking Project of the Council, Reverend Dr. Fred Digby, called for stiffer punishment and measures to deal with the root causes of child labor and trafficking, as well as enforce the law against the act.
Since 2005, there have been only two successful prosecutions, and we believe that if we take the challenge of the poverty of our people and are able to empower them, actually they will settle down properly, they will be well educated. We need to do a lot more.
Reverend Digby pledged that the council will continue to lead the fight against child labor and trafficking to help reverse the trend where the country's coasts have become transit points for traffickers from neighboring countries.
Eugenia Jumo reporting.